Good morning. My name is Mike. This is the Odd Pod, and I am about to get schooled by God, Dicks, and Puns. They are a Pathfinder-style D&D podcast. I really enjoy the conversation because I learned so much about it. And you know what? I think you'll learn something too. This is an edited version of the podcast. For the full uncut version, go to my Patreon page, and that's it. Grab a cup of mead, sit back, and enjoy the show.
This is Sam. The podcast, again, is called Gods, Dicks, and Puns.
Yes, sir.
Is that it? Okay. Yeah. Can you give me a quick blurb about what your podcast is all about?
Well, God, Dicks, and Puns were a podcast about Pathfinder, which is essentially a D&D variant. And yeah, we're essentially five geeks that are just going around and enjoying the adventures of the Rise of the Rune Lords adventure path. It's the first adventure path that Paizo Publishing ever released, and we decided to bring our look at this, see what it gives.
So that's an add-on pack for like Dungeons & Dragons? D&D?
No, it's a bit more complicated. It's not an add-on pack. It's something that's honestly distinct. So I'll give you just a bit of history on D&D. There are multiple editions of Dungeons & Dragons. The most popular one is 3.5e, which was very complex, but very complex and very customizable. Then a few teams branched out. One team wanted to make it more accessible for populations and reduced a lot of the customization and the more complicated rule set and made D&D 5e. Then one group wanted to keep all those customization options and keep all that complexity, that math, that number crunching. They moved on to create Paizo and the Pathfinder system. So it's really it's a full game, a full system in itself. And even if you've never heard of Dungeons & Dragons, you can still get into Pathfinder as a whole and then discover D&D. Very similar, but with they're all full entities in themselves.
Yeah, but at this point, you don't even need like a dungeon guide, I guess, if you have experience being like a DM. Can you just make up the game as you go along with your friends and just see where the adventures go? Or do you need the guidelines to kind of stick to the manual?
That really depends on what you're looking for. In terms of rule set, you still want to keep by the Pathfinder system because there's a lot of different rules and combat gets extremely complex. So you do want to stick to the rules and the mechanics of it to a certain extent, but then there's the homebrew thing where you can do and you can create an adventure from scratch and play that full adventure, that full story that you guys want to tell. You can create that whole thing by yourself and go about that with your friends. I'm currently an active player in two campaigns that my own players are DMing, Remy and Dan. They are the GMs of those two campaigns, and those are both homebrews. So they take the monsters, they take the stats, they take the rules of the Pathfinder system, but they create their own story, their own guideline, which we walk through every single week.
Okay, and now a quick question then. When you're playing like this, how are you set up? Well, obviously, everyone's in isolation, and you're playing with several different people. You're recording everything. How is it all set up? Like, I'm just curious what you're using to record everybody or where everybody is. Are you all in the same room or you're remote?
We are all remote because two of our guys are in the Ottawa-Gatineau region. One of our guys, I don't even know where he lives. And myself and Remy are in the Montreal region. So we're all distance and we use Skype to record our sessions. So downside of that is that we only get one audio track. And in the earlier episodes, when I wasn't too confident in editing, episodes 1 to 10 mostly, they have not that great audio because I had nothing to really go on other than a single audio track. And I just got this mic here, which is a UM925. And I find that it sounds really well. It sounds quite nice, quite crisp. You'll notice that my intros are more crisp than the actual content itself. And the other guys, they're usually using gaming mics, the gaming headsets, or just the webcam mics. I find they sound fair. It's not a very crisp, clear, and truthful audio to what they are, but I find it really works well for the message and the type of podcast that we're doing. Because I'm not going to be one to say we have a professional setup. Far from it.
Yeah. And now what other podcasts are you listening to? Do you just listen to like D&D podcasts, or do you listen to everything?
I listen mostly right now to D&D podcasts. And the biggest one I've listened to, and actually the one that got me into podcasting, was the Glass Cannon podcast, which is pretty much a staple in the Pathfinder community. It's been running on 5 to 6 years now, and pretty much the same general setup as what we have going on in our own, where they have episodes of 1 hour long, and they go through an adventure path by themselves, and they have incredible dynamics. Otherwise, another one that I've been listening to, it's been on and off, but it's the Guild Gates and Goblins podcast / YouTube playlist from Merchant, which is a YouTuber. And yeah, that's one of D&D 5e, and they have very different dynamics. It's a homebrew this time rather than an actual AP, but they make it work quite well. And otherwise, I've been discovering more and more little podcasts recently, joining more podcasting communities. And one of them that I've discovered recently is Suleiman Extreme, which I still want to listen a bit more to his stuff. And there are just so many other podcasts out there. Between school and life, I didn't have much time to listen to a lot of podcasts, but it's something I definitely want to get into, and that the holidays will be able to give me a bit more time for it.
Yeah, well, I was just going to ask, how are you fitting the time in to listen to those? Because I know that when I'm listening to them, like I listened to a few D&D podcasts, and you heard my last podcast talking about them. My problem is I'll burn through 2 or 3 episodes and I'm like, oh, it's really interesting. I want to get into it. But then I had to listen to everything. So I'm constantly like listening to something and pushing it back. So I listened to you guys today for a little bit, and I made some notes that was kind of interesting. I noticed there's a lot of swearing, which is fine. You know, that's your business. If you want to swear, that's fine. I really like your artwork. I really like the intro music. Did you do the intro music yourself, or who did that for you?
I actually went on a site that has some free music for content creators, and I searched specifically for a track that had the proper copyright licensing that I could use even for personal or commercial things. I'm not looking to monetize right away. We're actually quite far from that. But in case this ever becomes something, I want to avoid being sued, right?
Yes.
So I went ahead, I found that, and that's just a little segment of the track that I cut out, and that I had I applied also a fade effect so that it fades into my talking. That's essentially how I found that.
And then what are you using to edit the podcast with, like audio-wise?
I'm using a program called Audio Director 5. There's not a lot of people that know about that program because it's essentially an add-on to the Power Director suite, which is a video audio editing software. It has a lot of tools, but one of the tools that I'm finding that is lacking right now is the equalizer. I've been spending a bit more time recently learning how to edit, learning what to do, learning how to apply a compressor, limiter, that beautiful type of stuff. But the equalizer doesn't show me the wavelength. It just shows me knobs, and I'm not an audio engineer, so fiddling around with that is quite difficult for now.
Yeah, it takes practice. And it's funny. So you're like the fourth person or so I've talked to, like interviewed, and everyone is using something different. Like I use GarageBand, for example, just because it came with my Mac, and I figured if I paid for it or not.
Our content, I have started also uploading our content to YouTube, the basic audio track with the logo.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I think we're mostly just aiming to get the word out there and try to get to build our audience.
Yeah, it makes sense. So where do you want to take this in 3 or 4 or 5 years? Or is this just going to be a pandemic and then done kind of project?
No, I want this to keep going. Whether this becomes something huge like the Glass Cannon podcast, or whether this remains something small, for me, it's really just let's get this content out there and let's learn as much as we can while we're going through. one of the big things for me is in this campaign, I'm a first-time DM. Mm-hmm. And it's really in a way for me to be like, okay, there is this big concern with people that want to be a DM. Like, okay, am I going to be good? Am I going to be bad? How do I need to do this? What do I need to do? And our podcast, our endeavor is to show, like, even if you're playing with experienced players, which our team is, even if you fuck up at times, you can move on and you can get better. And we've been doing this for a couple of months now. I've been seeing myself get better and better, more confident with time goes on. So it's really more of a learning experience and just an experience where we can sit down and have fun rather than something that we really want to take to the professional level. Now, if that comes with it, I'll be more than happy to take the opportunity to invest more time in this and make a living out of it. But that's not the end goal, at least not for right now.
Yeah, you know what might be fun is actually if you switched over from Skype to Twitch and then you figured out a way of setting up. How many players do you have in your game? 4 or 5?
We're 5. Me, the DM, with 4 players.
Okay, because if you could set it up on Twitch and then do multiple streams in there and just run it live and see who watches you, for example, because Twitch is, well, it's its own little animal in some ways. I mean, it's actually a monster. Mm-hmm. But I find that on a Friday night, I'm not sitting there watching Netflix or TV. I'm watching Twitch and just listening to the guy talk. But I watch chess matches usually.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just sit there and just watch these dudes play and talk. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm just going to get my ass kicked. But it's just fun to listen to them talk. And you don't have to really pay too much attention to it in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It's background noise, but it's interesting in case you ever decide to go down that route. And Twitch can be monetized.
It's definitely interesting. The only issue is right now we have a certain amount of a backlog of content that's pre-recorded, that's sitting there, that's just waiting to be edited and uploaded. So if we were to go live, the only issue is we'd be far more in advance in the actual playing than what the podcast has. So we would need to actually start a new endeavor and have a campaign that's streamed from 0 to 100, right?
Okay, and how many episodes have you made now?
Right now, the 10th episode has released about a week ago, and episode 11 is going to be releasing this Friday, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
And we even got a little surprise in waiting for our listeners. We release usually on a every other week we release an episode, and I have a little surprise coming for the holidays, my way of giving back.
Okay. And now where are you hosting your episodes?
On Anchor.
Okay.
I was looking into this and I didn't want to sink too much money into this whole project of ours to begin with. As I said, I'm still a student, so cash flow isn't too big, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I didn't want to go all out, and I know that Anchor is fairly good for newcomers. It's a good place to just see what happens, is this worth getting farther in. I know for us Canadians, monetizing from their end is a bit more difficult because they don't support sponsorships through their own endeavors for us. But I know that if we wanted to approach sponsors from our end, we could just plug in an ad, but gets rather complicated rather quickly. But yeah, we went with Anchor, and so far we've been getting quite good. It's been working really well. I'm able to get everything I need from it without necessarily trying to go get more.
Yeah, I don't mind Anchor. Like, I use Anchor myself. My issue, though, is that they don't really get all the detailed stats. Like, they may say that it's a one click and done, where you upload the file and then it's sent it to all the different feeds. But Apple, of course, is the biggest monster in the bunch. Mm-hmm. And they do not reveal your stats unless you actually upload to them directly. Mm-hmm. So I find that Apple's not sending the stats back to Anchor, mm-hmm. which means that all the stats you're getting back are from just different RSS feeds. So who knows who's, you know, it might show, you know, 30 listens or 50 listens, but who knows if that's mostly Apple or if that's mostly
mm-hmm.
Google Play or whatever it might be.
What I've done for that is I've gone on Apple and I've taken ownership of my podcast, and I can see some numbers over there. It's probably not as good as if I would go with bigger names in a hosting community, like, let's say, Buzzsprout and goodness, I saw a few others this morning, but forgot the names. You could probably get more, fidelity, more accurate. There you go. Stats. If mm-hmm. we would go with bigger, broader paid services, but as of right now, as I said, us being such a small podcast, such a small project, I think that Anchor is just the right one for us. And if later on we can get a host that essentially pays for itself through our endeavor, I'll go for it. But until I get a limit from Anchor, I think I'm going to be sticking with them for a while.
Yeah. And how long have you been doing this for? How long? How many?
We released our first episode on August 31st of this year. So we're quite fresh out of the gate. I know that you said Throne of Dice. They started their endeavor essentially in the same times, right?
Mm-hmm. I believe they did. And they're fun to listen to as well. And there's different kinds of podcasts when it comes to D&D. There's the people recording their playtime, and then there's someone that I found, I forget who did it, where they just say they'll explain every class. And then they explain the different dice sets, and they explain, for example, how the attacks work. And as a newbie myself, I don't play, but I found that really interesting. That when I started listening to that, I listened to like two or three episodes in a row. Mm-hmm. And each episode might have been 45 minutes to an hour, just kind of explaining it. So if you ever decide to get into the bonus content, that might be really interesting to follow up on too. Say, I'm a DM, and this is what rules we have to follow, and this is how the strategies work. It's just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, and I mean that's a really good idea, honestly. And it makes me think of the glass cannon. They had something called Cannon Fodder, which is something very similar, where they talk more behind the scenes, and they publish that. So might be an idea to do something, a little side project for more of the people that are more in the start of D&D and learning even the basic rule sets. What we try to do is like when we get a new mechanic in, like, okay, now I want to do a charge. All right, +2 to hit, -2 to AC, so that we know, okay, but so that's good, but what's to hit, what's AC? I get where you're coming from with that.
And how many dice are you using? Is it just one dice, or is it a bag of dice? Is it, you mm-hmm. know, like, you got to go right down to keep it simple, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Because people like I'm 50, and I remember my friends were playing at, as 9, maybe, when some of my friends started playing. And I didn't want to get involved to the game just because I didn't understand what they're doing. I'm like, I'll stick with my Legos.
Well, I mean, especially with the Pathfinder system, it's one that's very complicated and very math intensive. One of the campaigns that I'm playing, we're rather high level. We're level 13 now, and the math is quite intense. I'm really happy that we have an automatic sheet that takes care of all the math for us. But yeah, with the number crunch, with all the rules, it can definitely get quite intensive. So when somebody starts listening to a D&D podcast, I really recommend starting from the get-go. Start at episode 1, even if quality is probably not going to be as good as episode 100. You're at least going to be able to get some of the basics in, and all right, so this is a knowledge this is a knowledge that, XYZ.
Yeah, well, you know what makes the D&D podcast so engaging, or at least in my personal opinion, what I enjoy about them, is that it is a story. It's initially a whole story, and you're going from the character creation and their backstory, and you're following them on these adventures. So it's a bit like watching Coronation Street, but with shields and swords.
Yeah, yeah. And our players, we don't say the backstory outright, but we implement it as we go along. And one of the best things I found is the players reacting in role-playing ways, meaningful ways, that their characters are going to evolve in this. Some players are going to be very min-maxy, where they want, okay, I want the best X, I want the highest AC, I want the highest to hit, I want to kill your creature in one hit. Versus, like, let's go with Dan, with Sue, who will take feats that you take a drink, you get a bonus. But that's not going to help in combat. Doesn't matter. That's the character. Right.
Yeah. Okay, dude. Well, I think we've been chatting for almost 30 minutes here. Mm-hmm. Let's wind it down. Where can people find you? Are you mainly on Twitter, or do you have a website, or how does it work?
Right now, we're mostly on. We're mostly publishing through Anchor, as I said, and I'm quite easy to reach on Twitter, on Reddit. I'm currently working on a Wix site, but it's not quite done, so I'm not going to link people towards there. But we do have a subreddit where I encourage people to go find us, r/godsdickspuns. I've put one S too many there, but oh well, that happened. And that's honestly the best place that for the community to engage. Otherwise, as I said, I'm on Twitter almost every day. So if anybody wants to shoot us a tweet, we're right over there. They can also shoot us an email at goddickspuns@gmail.com. Essentially, we've got the same name everywhere. So,
okay. And is that where I ran into you in the first place? Was Reddit?
Sorry?
Did I run into you in Reddit in the first place, or was it Twitter?
No, I think we had our... Reddit. I thought it was Twitter, but no, it was on Reddit. Right now, I'm mostly learning Twitter, so that's why I'm more engaged over there, but I'm going to keep on branching back to Reddit. Going to learn Instagram next. A bit more intimidating because it's all photos, but yeah, you can find us pretty much on any social media, even Facebook if you want.
Okay, dude. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate your time here, and I'll have this up in a few days. I'd appreciate it if you could send the audio. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I'll send it to you as soon as we're done. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for this opportunity, Mike. I hope that your podcast keeps on going with the traction that you've been getting.
Yeah, Sam, I appreciate that. So thanks very much, and I'll talk to you on Twitter sometime.
Thanks, Sam, for stopping by. That was much appreciated. I hope you get a chance to listen to their podcast. I think you'll really enjoy it. This was an edited version. If you'd like to hear the complete unedited version, please go to my Patreon page for $1 a month. You can get access to all the uncut interviews and all the uncut videos. You can find all my podcasts here at Anchor FM or on Apple or on Spotify. And be sure to check out my YouTube channel because I will be giving away a microphone for podcasters very soon. Thanks for listening.